Our reading for this Thursday chapel is written in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 5, beginning at verse 35. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult, and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." They ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement. These are the words of our living God. His word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Dear students, faculty, and staff, I brought along just a small plant of flowers today as kind of an illustration. Think about where flowers are often used. Why are flowers given? Might be a special occasion, like an anniversary, or a birthday, or maybe a graduation for some of you one of these days. Or maybe some special event, like you're in a play and somebody brings you flowers. Be a nice gesture, wouldn't it? You know, flowers can certainly brighten up a person's life, especially when they're feeling down, when maybe something has saddened them. Flowers sometimes are just special because they show you that somebody else cares. If there were flowers at the house of Jairus, they were probably brought while the girl was still ill to try to cheer her up. But what a change there was when she died. Now, certainly, that became a very difficult thing. You know, there's a phrase that you probably don't hear too often, but that someone can be cut down in the flower of their youth. This girl was only 12, but you know, for the Jewish people, she was just coming into her own. Today it would be like somebody turning 16 or maybe even 18. For her, she was going to now partake in more things spiritually. She would be considered a young woman already. But certainly, more than flowers would be needed to comfort the family. And that's where Jesus comes in. We have a theme today that Jesus gives us a reason to celebrate. First of all, he gives us hope when it seems that there is no hope, when things are hopeless. Jairus, the leader of the local church or local synagogue in their town, had come to Jesus while his daughter was still ill. He believed that Jesus had power to heal his little girl. And yet then came the news. As they were heading to the house, his friends came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher any further?" Jesus knew that Jairus had faith, but it was not strong. And at this point, it was really ready to break with this news. And immediately, he countered it with his own word. He said, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Jesus told Jairus to trust in him, beyond what his senses had, beyond what public opinion had, because all they thought is Jesus is a teacher, he's a great prophet, he might even be a healer. But Jesus is the Son of God, And he would prove it that very day that he had come to bring life. To Christ, the Lord of life, this girl's death was only temporary. It says when Jesus arrived at Jairus' house and he saw all those people crying and mourning, he told them, "The child is not dead, but sleeping." Well, immediately in the midst of the mourning is laughter, because these people thought Jesus was crazy. They knew that this girl was dead. He sent them away and then entered the room where the body of the girl lay. And it says he took her by the hand, and that's when he said those wonderful words, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Immediately, the power of death had to let go, and the power of life came back into her through Jesus' words. Instantly, life returned to the girl. Jesus' word had brought life. Jesus' word had changed the deepest grief into the greatest joy for her parents. Jesus, this miracle shows that Jesus has power over all the effects of sin. You know, overcoming a 12-year-old girl's death was only temporary. At some point later in her life, she was going to die again. But Jesus came into this world to bring a permanent solution over all the effects of sin and over death and even over hell. God did not send flowers to tell us how much he cared about us. He sent his son, who would assume a human nature and live a perfect life and sacrifice that life on a cross to pay for the sins of the world. In Christ, God holds nothing against us. And nothing can stand against us when we are in Christ. For Christ's death and his resurrection, through that Christ's death and resurrection, the power of God is shown to the world that he has accepted that payment for sin and won eternal life. But eternal life doesn't do you any good. This wonderful gift doesn't do you any good if you don't believe in Jesus. Now, it's not that faith itself is some powerful work of our own. It's a gift of God. It's an empty hand that holds on to the promises that Jesus gives. That's exactly what Jairus did. He held on to the promise. Jesus did not disappoint him. Jesus raised his daughter from death. We can trust in him too. You know, we live in a beautiful world. Even in fall, you still have plants like the mum plants blooming, and life is all around us. But in the midst of life, there is still sadness. There is still death. People are going to have to continue to send flowers to try to cheer other people up, especially should there be a funeral and people are mourning. But Christians have so much more than just flowers in order to try to cheer them up or comfort them. Jesus' saving word brings joy even in the midst of the worst days of our life on earth. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "The grass withers, flowers fade, but the word of our Lord stands forever." God promised through Isaiah, "Do not be afraid, because I have redeemed you. I have called you by name." God knows your name. You are mine. The Apostle Paul described the change that is going to take place for believers' bodies on the last day. He said, "We will not all sleep." There's that sleep again. You know, Jesus used it. Paul looks at death as temporarily too. "We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the blink of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." And we know the end result. For all who believe in him after that last day. What's going to happen after the last day? It's the last day, but it's not the last day. It's the beginning of eternity. for believers. And it says in Revelation 21, God will dwell with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain, because the former things have passed away. I find that so interesting they use the word passed away, because I think death is going to pass away. Usually we talk about death as passing away, but not on the last day and from then to eternity. Death is gone. It ceases to exist for the believer. All we have is eternal life. I don't know when God recreates the heaven and earth, whether there's going to be, you know, some flowers there or not. My guess is it will be. There was at the first paradise. I don't know why there wouldn't be at the second paradise. But I can tell you that those flowers are not going to be used and sent to people to try to comfort them, or they won't need it. We will be enjoying an eternal victory with Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. Flowers will be there to celebrate the victory that he won. He has conquered death. He has conquered the powers of evil that affect this world now. He's given us every reason to celebrate through faith in him. Yes, there may still be times like in Jairus' life where we hear news, you know, it's not good. Things are not good. But hear the words of Jesus again. Do not be afraid. Only believe. Amen. Stand for prayer. Lord God, you have given your Son, who gave his perfect life to pay the punishment for all our sin. You assured us by raising Jesus from death that our death will only be temporary, like a sleep. Through faith, we have his victory of eternal life with you. We celebrate this victory today with joy. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.